that position. Can I have hand for the position of acting chairperson? Honorable Maluleka.
I'd like to nominate Mashiba to act as the chair for the
meeting. Seconder. Honorable Lodrich is seconding. Any further nomination? None. Obviously no abstention. Honorable Chivasa, it's my privilege to declare you duly elected. You may take your seat. Thank you.
Part of it is that there was another committee arrived very early, 4 past 8 hours just here. So there was a committee. What is the
private members?
Private members. So it took a long time there. We waited outside waiting for them to finish. So you are all welcome. We will have only one presentation, I believe. But it won't take that long. We were waiting for Papa to come and brief us and tell us what are their dynamics. We found that they are so exciting that it can set, or at least it can set an example that what they are doing is correct. We'll hear from the presenter. We are going to listen to Mrs.
Janet
Kay from Papua. I don't know whether you brought along your team.
Morning, Chairperson. Hey, my team has just arrived. It's Mr. Gossi Mahlati. He's a member of our audit committee. And he's an expert on financial matters, so if there are any questions in terms of financial issues, I've brought him along. So,
Mufasi, we want to hear your voice, whether it's Mukhati. Can you greet the honorable member so that we must hear your voice time and again when you call?
Good morning.
Thank you very much. You didn't hear my name. I'm Chivase. So one, I'm local in Popo. I'm just 18. So I believe it. Honorable members can also introduce themselves, so you will be able to know Oshif from Atakata. So lucky enough. From here, we are dominating the committee as women. Some haven't as yet arrived. That's good for women. Only two gentlemen. Can you please introduce yourself, honorable member, to the presenter?
Good morning, honorable
CEO. Chiwera is Dali Shiva, the member of the portfolio committee of the board.
My name is Peter Mandeka, I'm a member of the
committee. Good morning, I'm Commandant.
Thank you very much. Lucky enough you happened to respond to our request that you submitted your presentation before. That's what we want from the committee, from the presenter. Rather than reading the whole document with you word by word, comma, semicolon, and we won't understand anything unless you submit your things before. Then so that when we raise some questions that we have read and we understand what you really wanted to tell us. So over to you.
Thank you,
Mary Chair.
First of all, I'd like to thank the committee for this opportunity to relate the situation at PACO. As you know, I'm Janet Chang, the chairperson of the council, and Mr. Gottschmacher is one of our audit committee members. Firstly, I read out the idea to look at the problems that we have experienced at PACOP, Jungle Justice Start, and all, but this is something positive that happened in the previous financial year. One of which was the Vice President's principle, which was held in partnership with the Disabang Municipality in Bethlehem, and it created some job opportunities for performing arts, especially in that area. We also had a few memorable shows, very few though, Women in Jazz, Praise and Worship, wrongfully arrested in Guadalajara and Amunipa. Now, what we are going to look at basically are the concerns that were raised by the Auditor General, which led to our qualified opinion for the year ending 31st of March this year. What I've done is I've actually listed, according to the annual report, the main problems and how we as the Council of PACOP see how we are going to resolve them or are busy resolving them. Firstly, there was the matter of the active register, which has not been worked on for, I think, since 2007. And what we have done is we have spoken to the National Department of Arts and Culture to find out who is a good service provider who can assist us with our asset management to verify our assets and to give a fair market valuation. Because as you can imagine, in PACOP, we don't have your normal run-of-the-mill office furniture, equipment, etc. We have specialized equipment, sound equipment, etc. We also have a wardrobe and other kinds of props that have been used in past shows. So we need somebody who has an understanding of this. And this company can highly recommend it by the National Department and is also used by National Treasury. One of the other problems we have is trade and other payable. There's no official documentation for accounts for 6.1 million. What I can say here, this is actually for electricity that we were invoiced for by the Department of Public Works in the Free State. There was an invoice, but we have actually felt that this invoice cannot be correct, which is stupid, for the simple reason that PACOP originally was a loan in the Sunday Free complex. But later on, what happened was we were taken out of certain floors and a government department was put in there, and they never split the account, because there's only one meter. So we have to do that. But in the meantime, I have met with members from the Department of Public Works to find out how we can resolve this. My suggestion was to find out what the account was on the meter up until when the department moved in there, and then to look at what the percentage consumption was, as opposed to now see if we could work out some kind of a way of paying this amount. We have kept the money and the budget for this, in case you pay the whole amount, if you do not expect to do so. Trade and receivables, we have a percentage account that amounts to R605,000. The finance section has already started to identify the transactions on the control account, and once they are identified, they will allocate them to the relevant signature account. There is insufficient evidence to confirm completeness of revenue received from ticket sales on own productions and on commission on sales by CompuTicket. This has been a problem for us with CompuTicket, which CompuTicket has agreed but has not yet complied to provide us with their audited financial statements and their annual reports, so that we can then have this evaluated by an external auditor for third-party confirmation. Food and waste expenditure. This was from a 2008-2009 audit finding, which relates to SMTK. Now, I'm not sure what we've got into this, but then I will request from the Director General of National Treasury to condone the food and waste expenditure. In terms of non-compliance with regulations and reporting requirements, we didn't have an audit committee in the last financial year, but our audit committee was appointed on the 1st of April, and they are currently very involved with ACOS. They assisted us by doing the selection process and interview process of a CFO. We haven't had one since, I think it was January this year. And they also had various meetings with us and on their own. The other problem is the risk assessment plan and audit plan, which is not approved by the accounting authority. I've discussed this with the audit committee, and what we will do is we'll ask our internal auditors to draw up an audit plan and a risk assessment plan so that we can present it to the audit committee to make a recommendation to council. Since there is no risk management committee and we do not have a risk manager on our structure. So we've considered this, and we will probably in all probability appoint somebody on a part-time basis from an audit company to be our risk manager, and then to appoint members, senior managers at PACOF to serve on this committee. Then the accounting authority does not include the multi-year projections for revenue in the strategic plan. Yes, that is true. But we have already in our first draft included the projected income and expenditure for the multi-year from 2010-11 to 2012-13. Internal control, a breakdown, there has definitely been a breakdown in communication between the board at the accounting authority and the CEO. I will go into detail in that when I go to the executive summary. Suffice to say that we didn't have board council meetings last year and even in the beginning of this year. To the extent that we decided to have a meeting without the chairperson, and I was at that time appointed as acting chairperson by the council, and after him not attending five consecutive meetings, we removed him as a council resolution as a chairperson, and then I was elected chairperson in his place. But I will go into further detail in that later on. The problem is financial and performance management. There was not enough procedures in place. I was shocked to find out that no quarterly reporting was being done. We are busy rectifying that at the moment, so that there is a quarterly report sent to the minister. And then the third problem was in terms of internal control with no audit committee, and the audit committee has been appointed. Although this is not actually part of the annual report from the Auditor General, I did receive a report from the Auditor General on the matter of Makupe. What happened was PACOP was involved in presenting Makupe in the past, and an account was opened in this regard, and there was a certain amount of money that resulted from sales from CompuTicket, and it was never paid over to PACOP. And then during the course of this year, we had a meeting with the Department of Sport, Arts and Culture, and they requested us in writing to pay the money over to them into their provincial Arts and Culture Council account, which we have done. So the money, all the money there has been transferred, and we have closed that account now. We are still reviewing our own internal system. All right, that is basically the problems that were identified by the Auditor General in the annual report. And I would just actually like to inform the committee about issues that we have had in the last few months. The council became very involved. Firstly, may I say we did not have regular council meetings. to the extent that the former chairperson would just meet with the CEO and they would take unilateral decisions on everything, whether it was appointments of staff members, appointments of service providers, in excess of half a million rand, they work on their own unilaterally. So we as a board are completely excluded from this. When we got to the point where there was a total breakdown in communication between the managers and the CEO at PACOP, which resulted in industrial action taking place as a result of the chairperson altering the conditions of service of the employees, we stepped in as counsel, and we had to, because it was literally just before the World Cup in Milton Keynes between Cameroon and Japan. In any case, the relationship has seemed to have broken down completely between the CEO and the staff, so much so that we actually had to suspend the CEO, and we have conducted an investigation into the matter. A presentation was made to us on the findings at our council meeting earlier this month. We sent the investigators back to clarify certain issues. We felt that they had covered issues that weren't exactly what we had concerns with the CEO about, and waiting for the finalization of that. But in the meantime, we worked very hard to restore the conditions of service with employees, working with the various labor unions, restoring discipline and a work ethic. We are working very closely with Solidarity and with Nahal to get things back on track. We have implemented an artistic program, which if you'd like to tell you more about, I will. There was a complete breakdown between the Transnet Foundation and PACOP to the extent that they removed the truck. The stage truck is very important to PACOP so that we can go to throughout the province to smaller towns to present shows to people in rural areas, so that was a big loss for us. Once we had removed the chairperson, we were able to proceed and start really working at what our core business is. And we have also established an artistic committee, finance and corporate governance committee, and a human resource committee, smaller committees to then report to the board. What I would like to point out, although we are not we agree with the Auditor General that this is not a good report, we do want to mention that there was a problem of lack of internal control, but we don't see that there was any financial mismanagement. But we are busy now to look at sorting out the asset valuation and disposal, which I informed you about earlier. And then we are still continuing to put systems in place. The Audit Committee made a recommendation for us to appoint the CFO, which we will do next week at our council meeting. And then we are also busy being involved with organizing document management and security, which will get the CFO to finalize the review of the skill values and useful lives of specialized assets, valuation and existence of trade payables, revenue collection and cash handling processes. We have a zero tolerance on fruitless and wasted expenditure. We have strict compliance now with regulatory and reporting requirements, and then the general conditions of service and performance management. In fact, we are having a voice parade next week with the unions and key personnel staff to look at all our human resource policies so we can get back on track in that regard as well. We do believe that we have been through some serious challenges, but we feel that we have turned the corner. I had a meeting with the National Minister of Arts and Culture in July, and I presented her with the artistic program that the artistic manager had given me, and she was shocked at the quality of what was presented. And then she offered to send us Aubrey Sahabi and from the State Theatre, and Jerry Soweto and Wendy Brown to help us with our artistic program. The gentlemen have been to PACOP, they've worked with our artistic team and our marketing team, and we've put together a really vibrant artistic program, which I think will suit the various demographics of the Free State population in terms of what we are going to be presenting. In terms of visa stakeholder relationships, I actually used to work at PACOP 10 years ago, and I have been involved with PACOP for quite a number of years, off and on. We used to have a very good relationship with the Free State Symphony Orchestra Board, with the Wimbledon Children's Choir, even with the National Museum, Bloemfontein, Radio Orania, the Folk Brothers Institute, various institutions like that. And all of this managed to be broken down and lost. So we are busy working on this at the moment. In fact, today, one of our council members is meeting with the Folk Brothers Institute. I don't want to go into too much detail about that, but it looks very positive. They still have them back on board. I'm meeting with the Free State Symphony Orchestra on Friday, and next week with Radio Orania, SAB, and Coca-Cola. So we're slowly getting our stakeholders back on board. And I really do believe that we, as council and as the staff members at PACOP, are trying our best to get the Santa Cecilia as vibrant as what it used to be, because it's one of the biggest and most beautiful theatres in the Southern Hemisphere. And it's a pity that the walls are silent now, but chairperson and committee members, I can honestly say that we realize the challenges that we have, and those we've had, and those we've worked through, but we are really prepared and working towards making sure that this institution will be as vibrant as what it is. Thank you.
Thank you very much. By the way, you are the chairperson of the board. For honorable members to can raise some question, I think myself as a director, you can have your input if there is something, like she indicated that you are working together. You can sort of like show that face that effort. Second called myself who is doing the progress somehow. Over to you.
Well, thanks, Chairperson. I must mention that we have just been appointed as the audit committee of PACOP,
and we are
on your right.
Okay. Yes.
Chairperson, we are intrigued by the level of commitment of the council itself. Hence, we decided also to put our hands in assisting PACOP to get back on track. We have now interviewed on behalf of PACOP. We have interviewed the CFO, and we believe that the CEO issue would be resolved. We are assisting PACOP to also get governance issues on track, and it's clear that on the annual report that there has not been an audit committee before. We really tried to assist to get the systems in place and get back on track. That's what I want to
say. Thank you very much. I believe members are more attentive to then raise some questions for clarity. Don't mind if they can bless you or they can support you, depending on the response. Maybe to kickstart, one can realize that PACOP has more problems, and I call them challenges, from the beginning. I remember one year we wanted the president to come and bring the committee. I think the report was not that fair enough to the committee. So that's why one would like at least to clarify us which are the challenges, because when one listens, I read it yesterday, which are the challenges, like you indicated, what is position and this, but one can guess that it was money problem, even though maybe it cannot be that. Can you sort of like clarify, are they challenges or problems? Listen to all the questions, as long as you realize that it was raised by him. And then you will clarify us and tell us those challenges and the problems. Honorable members, over to Honorable Maguleka, followed by Honorable Prophet.
Thanks, Chairperson. Mine is going to be a very soft one. I don't believe in us making out of it, but I believe that we are together in it. Where there are challenges, you know, we must always first try to assist you where possible, to give you the necessary support, and also to nurture, and that is what the department is there to do, you know, and we must also give that support. What I'm going to request from you is that we at least, you know, where, let me just go back to the presentation. It seems that you are, you know, on course in trying to respond to the challenges that the Auditor General has pointed out. But what I think we must do, which will assist us as well, is, for instance, where you talk about risk management, risk assessment and plan audit that was not approved by the accounting authority. And you say here that the risk assessment plan and audit, risk assessment plan and audit plan will be finalized and approved by the accounting authority during the financial year. I would like us to try, as is humanly possible, to put some time frame to what you are saying, you know, between during the financial year. Give yourself, whether it's 3 months or whatever, but you know, we must have some time frame, because I would like us to also agree with you that we will not then wait for the next Auditor General's report, but we will see how we can, on a quarterly basis, interact with one another and see how far, you know, we are progressing. So I would like you to look at, you know, that the time frame. I'm very erratic in my notes here. Chair, please bear with me. Otherwise, I'll have to. Yeah, what I would like us to also focus, not necessarily now, on is we have challenges as a country, and you know, there are certain strategic objectives that government has set itself in terms of job creation. I would, especially because we're dealing with this sector here, bring in the issue of social cohesion and nation building. So I would like, you know, in terms of your program at PACOP, to look at what is it that we are doing at PACOP to try and, you know, promote especially social cohesion, nation building. But added to that, You know, I personally have a problem in the manner in which we go about what we call moral regeneration. We've given this responsibility to a group of religious leaders, and we believe, or we think, that what our people need are prayer, or to get them closer to God, or whatever. And I don't believe in that, because the problems that we have with the level at which, you know, our morality is decaying, can be attributed largely to the conditions in which our people find themselves. You know, I like to give this example, that it's very easy for me to tell someone in Khayelitsha or any other informal settlement that, you know, you can tell a young child that, you know, this activity that you're engaged in is not meant for children. This is other things, you know. But as long as that child shares the same room, live in a single room with a parent, there is in no way that whatever you are saying will help that child to understand what you are saying. Because this child is exposed to this daily. They see their parents engaged in sexual activity. So it's not what you tell them, but the environment that you create for these children to know what is child's play and what is adult's play, if I will put it that way. You know? So unless we have Parkov, I'll use Parkov in this instance as an example, going out to school, you know, engaging young children in the field of art, taking our place there, teaching kids, young kids, you know, how to do certain things. Because I think that is what, because our problem now is not you and I. It's what kind of a society we want, is it that we want to see tomorrow? Are we bringing our children up, or are we creating an environment for our children to become the responsible adults that we want or we wish to see, that we don't have today? So I think more than us, it's fine for us to look at how you spend the money. You know, that you've been given money, you spend it, there are no understandings, there are no overspendings, there are no fruitless expenditure. And all. What impact does that have on our community? As Parkov, can you say that, you know, you've contributed? I know you won't be able to put numbers, but you will be able to say that, you know, there was this community in Brantford. These people have never seen a single, you know, stage play or whatever, or they've never been in the center of Bloemfontein. You know, but through our work, we have actually brought two communities together, because that is also one of our serious challenges. We stand at this different position, and we hurl accusations at one another, because that's historically where we come from. And, you know, we have a task now, you and I, to ensure that we close that gap. And how does that come? I just want to say from my side, and I think I speak on behalf of the ANC as well, most probably for the whole committee, that we would like to see Parkov, you know, live up to its mandate. You know, and we must be there to give you that support. You know. But I think you also have to bring your part. Where you have things that we can't have for so long, you know, and a chairperson and a CEO who's just doing as they wish, and we allow them to do that for some time. I mean, we have to act timely to ensure that such things don't happen. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Member. Honorable Lovrich.
Thank you, Chair. I followed by saying that I do concur with on the on Mecca about something he has mentioned, that especially in terms of returning to his former status as a flag situation where I can send the CEO if there anyone acting in the case of the CEO. And if not, who's getting the post of the management work there, because there is a CFO over here. And I also see in the annual report that the number of council members have resigned. So how many council members are there at the moment? Have they been replaced by other members at this point? Another matter that I would like to inquire about, now this perhaps goes somewhat against what the Honourable Moderator has said now. If one looks at the white paper for office culture, playhouse such as Packhouse are supposed to be receiving houses and not production houses as such. Now, if one looks at your plans and a strategic plan, you have a very strong element of the production house. How do you see that in relation to the white paper? Do you see that as a problematic? Do you think perhaps that the white paper should be limited in the sense due to look at how we plan how we can affect the viable institution? Other matter is just going back to the outstanding amount of more than 6 million for the electricity account. If I'm correct, we can see here, your profit will be your surplus is in the region of 5 million. So this will have a direct impact on your bottom line if you have to pay, you say, 4 or 5 million. And then one will have to look at how viable all these productions that are going to have to do. I have a look at the figures, the million figures, profit or losses for certain productions and that's going to be the future. Or are you reasonably certain that what you are planning now will be able to generate more money profit? And in lastly, I don't really see, or maybe rather to see, so what is your approach in terms of getting, you know, big blockbusters that money is going to enter the show. And then just lastly, in part of the platforms, are you also having talks with the university of Rana?
Thank you. Further question? Honorable
mine is to just, you know, look at each process and work with the center. I'm just asking the study request to the director general, when is that going to happen? Are we going to get some kind of feedback on what transpired? And so from what you see, for the CEO that has been suspended, is the CEO suspended today for approximately how long will you see? And the last one would be to you, Chair. That you actually came to a conclusion that you don't see any mismanagement. You know, with all these exercises and things. But have you got the or just the government, and how would you do it?
Thank you, Mike. Maybe before we... Any questions from Honorable Member? Before Honorable Nyalongo.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to ask the Chair now, what are you going to do to bring back the money that has been, I hear that you said here there is a fraud, you speak about the fraud money here.
So, what are you going to do to bring back this money
back to the Thank you. Honorable Lechigo. Thank you, Chair. I just want to know the involvement of the municipalities and the communities. Thank you.
Thank you. Maybe before you respond, I have forgotten that we have officials here, the staff members. Can you please introduce yourself before they respond to the question?
Mr. Chair, my name is Vito Pimentelo.
Thank you, good morning. My name is Kutuwa Matawa. I'm the parliamentary officer from the Ministry of Agriculture. I'm just listening and take whatever conversation that
needs
attention. Good
morning. My name is Sebamzala Mtunjini. I'm currently assisting to this matter committee.
My name is Losanda. I'm the secretary of the committee. Thank you.
Good morning, Honourable Chair, Honourable Members. I'm Abdallah Driscoll from the Parliamentary Marketing Group.
The reason why I'm doing that is because it matters that some people didn't even, you know, even didn't even know them, whether they're taking this message somewhere. You know, they're part of a CRIT. Thank you. Over to you for the waiting. We are waiting for your response.
Thank you, Chairperson. Firstly, I would like to thank the honourable member today. Regard to the issues about moral regeneration, focus on social cohesion and firstly, in terms of the risk assessment and audit plan, what we would like to do there is get this sorted out as soon as possible. We do have a company that does our internal audit for us because we're too small to have our own internal auditor. And when we meet with council next week, I will then ask them to mandate me to appoint the internal auditors to look at preparing the risk assessment and audit plan, and so that they can present it to the audit committee. If I look at the time frame, next week is the first week in January. I would assume it at the very most should take them 3 months, so I would say that at the latest, the end of January, we should have the risk assessment and audit plan in place. I'm one of those people who would rather be more realistic than optimistic because things do happen and things change. So I would say if we give it 3 months, we should be able to finalize that. And of course, I will report back to this committee on all the undertakings we make. In terms of job creation and social cohesion, it goes actually in line with the question of Dr. Lotchit about whether we are a playhouse or not. What I would like to say there, I do believe that we as PACOF should look at the development of artists. And yes, when we have plays, events like Ibasha or VUCA, which we are having now on the 16th of December, we do get involved with local artists as well to give them the opportunity to perform. And when we work with the Department of Arts and Culture in terms of Bakufe, we also get them to, ask them to promote our local artists. We do realize that your big names are the ones that attract the audience, but we do feel we need a platform for our upcoming artists in the province to also have a chance to perform, to get somewhere. So we do look at job creation in terms of the performing arts as part of our development program. what I would like to say about going to schools, we have an artistic program that we I approved with other members last week. What I can tell you is, for example, there is a Setworth book called Nothing But the Truth. Apparently, the standard 9s and 10s or grade 11s and 12s, they're not too keen on Julius Caesar as a Setworth book, which I can understand completely. So what we're doing is we are taking forth Nothing But the Truth to schools throughout the province from next year. Let me just see the date. From this year, actually, from the 13th of December, we will be starting. But at the Andre, and then during the course of next year, we will be traveling through the province. In terms of Dr. Lotchit's questions, the current situation with the CEO, to find somebody to just step in at the last minute when we have suspended somebody, we felt could create problems. So currently, we are, since the chairperson has been removed, we are 7 members of the board, 4 of us live in Bloemfontein. And simply because of the PACOFF being in Bloemfontein, what we do is we basically are running PACOFFs as an executive management committee. And the rule is that 3 out of the 4 of us must approve everything that has financial implications. Actually, even any other kind of human resource implication, etc. So we are running PACOFFs as a team, an executive management team, which can be quite difficult because all of us have full-time positions as well. Currently, in terms of... We lost Mr. Manyoni when he was appointed MEC for Police, Roads and Transport, and Mr. Percy Pizzo resigned. The minister then appointed 3 other members, Ms. Aletta Molefi, Mr. Funani, Mr. Mwanyani Sifansi, and Ms. Napu Mashiani. Excuse me. So we are 8 members. Then you wanted to know about the playhouses. Excuse me. We have got some commercial productions coming up. Now, we do realize as a playhouse we have to bring in productions, not produce them ourselves. But we do find that sometimes we need to collaborate with people. We do feel that the white paper should be looked at in terms of development, because we do need to develop our artists. But in the meantime, what we are doing, we are cooperating with the Provincial Department of Arts and Culture, that they will do the development aspect in collaboration with us. And then we will give a platform for these young artists to perform. So we are really working at that. But yes, it is a problem if a playhouse is just a playhouse and you do not have your development side. Because we have so many things that we want to do. I used to be the head of a music school in Bloemfontein called the Musicon, and we started a program called the Mongoon Strings Program. And this program actually wants to move to become part of PACOFF. It's a fantastic school. There are 400 children, all from previously disadvantaged communities, who are all learning to play string instruments. And as long as we don't have that development arm, we can't really see how we can fit them in. And we really do think it's important to develop our artists as part of our institution. In terms of the 19,000 rand fruitless and wasteful expenditure, I have been unfortunately ill in hospital for the last 2 weeks, so I've been out of circulation for a while. And as I said, we all have full-time jobs, but my boss is the Premier of the Free State, and while he's away overseas in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to make use of the time to try and get a lot of the stuff done at PACOFF. So I will be writing to the minister, to the DG, during this week, and I will come back and give you feedback on what the outcome is of the condemnation of that fruitless and wasteful expenditure. In terms of the CEO, yes, he is being paid because he's not been proven guilty of anything as yet. But what I can say is that we had hoped the investigation was finalized. But at our last council meeting, we were not satisfied with the report on the investigation. The thing is, we suspended the CEO because of alleged misconduct on certain issues. And we found that the investigators did not cover all of these areas that we needed covered, and in fact covered areas that really is relevant, but not relevant to the investigation of the CEO, relevant in terms of possible misconduct by other staff members at PACOF. So we've asked him to go and relook at their report and come and interview the CEO if they need to again and come back with the findings on the alleged misconduct in terms of the letter to the CEO. The mismanagement of finances, I do not see that we actually were guilty of any mismanagement of finances. In terms of the fruitless and wasteful expenditure, yes, that was an issue, but it was from the previous financial year, 2008-09, where that cropped up and had not been resolved. So I think we've been pretty good about that, but even during this current year, we had to ask our managers to see where they could make a saving in terms of paying the Provident Fund. There was an issue about the Provident Fund of staff members and we needed to pay certain amounts in. And I asked them all to look at where they could save, that we could add money to this problem that we had with the Provident Fund. And nobody came back with any savings. So the minute people started sending me submissions to go on this course and that workshop and this conference and that conference, I immediately started saying no, unless I saw it was absolutely relevant to the position that the employee is in. So we are very strict at the moment in terms of where people go, why they go, is it really necessary. So I did notice when I started as part of the management committee, people were seemingly wanting to go and travel here, there and everywhere, and we've put a stop to that because we need to get back to our core function of really sorting out PACOF. Ma'am, I'm not too sure what you meant about the fraud. I don't know if Mr. Makhlatsi understood where that issue came about getting back money for fraud. I don't see that there was any fraud committed or that there's anything in the Auditor General's report about fraud. And yes, ma'am, in terms of involvement of municipalities and communities, yes, we are involved. That is part of our program with stakeholders to get MOUs with our various municipalities. We do work with Dikgabeng at the moment as a municipality in Bethlehem, but that is part of our plan that we have here. I think I mentioned that to have better stakeholder relationships with the provincial department, that's been sorted out. MEC Khutulia has attended council meetings. He even went with me to the minister in support of me to sort out PACOF's problem. We are busy fast-tracking MOUs with municipalities so we can disseminate our services. For example, if we take a set workbook to the various smaller towns, you need to get the municipalities involved, even if it's so that we can make use of their town hall and they can disseminate information when this play will take place. So we are working with our municipalities in that regard. And in terms of other communities, we are really working with them. As I mentioned before, the Free State Symphony Orchestra, the Bloemfontein Children's Choir, the Free State Youth Orchestra, Radio Aranya. You see, if we can get institutions or organizations like Radio Aranya on board and the Forks Flood back on board, we will get a lot of coverage for PACOF, and we need that positive coverage, which we haven't had for a while. I just want to come back to Dr. Lautrec. I think I forgot to mention, you asked us if we have any cooperation with the drama department. No, but we will definitely look at that. I must tell you that it's something that I actually there's so much work to do at PACOFS at the moment that yes, I will add the drama department to the list, because I do on a personal level have a good working relationship with them. Then there was a question about, you also wanted to know about the, I see I skipped a whole lot of your questions here, about the surplus. We did have a surplus from the previous financial year as well, which we received permission to retain, so we do have sufficient funds to cover the surplus for that. And then we are looking at big blockbusters, with having Jerry Sahabi and Jerry Orbi Sahabi and Jerry Puwe on board. We are looking at big blockbusters. In August, we're actually looking at an Australian production, which we will then go into partnership with the State Theatre. It's called History. It's the Michael Jackson show. That's one big one. When I met with Aubrey, we also mentioned doing Hope Trace, which will cover another aspect of our audiences in the Free State. And there's apparently some musical about rugby, which I'm intrigued to find out more about. Apparently it will bring in all our rugby fans. But what I can mention, if I look at our artistic program, we are already looking at having quite important productions, like one called Sifira with Joseph Clark and Yanni Moorman now in November. We are doing some good comedy shows. We're looking at doing the Nutcracker Ballet in March next year. We have some shows for the children, like the Three Little Pigs. We have a musical theatre called Spirit and Bones. We've got the drama, The Suit, which is an incredible play. We have various small productions, but then various big productions. Our bigger productions are commercial or semi-commercial, where we are going into collaboration with people. What I can tell you, Dr. Lortzis, is being back at work for the first time on Monday, I signed, I think, about 12 contracts already. So we are busy tightening our contracts with our various artists already. We are doing a big show on the 16th of December, which has a developmental aspect, and that's Buka. And then our main festival is Paya Mahlangu, Ringo Mandlingosi, Sipukazi, Judas Tapuma, Oliver Mtukuzi, Letra Mbuli, Louis Malanga, and then some local bands as well, jazz bands as well. So I think we really are working at not just talking but doing at this stage. And then I did mention about the drama department. I also did mention to you was that we are cooperating with Sport, Arts and Culture from the developmental aspect. But as I say, we need the platform at PACOFS for these young developing artists. So yes, I do not think being just a playhouse is good enough for us, because we need to develop our young artists. And ma'am, I think that's it, Chairperson. I've covered all the questions, unless I've missed out something.
Thank you, Chairperson. I believe the Chairperson asked questions relating to what are the challenges, what are the problems that PACOFS is faced with, and there was also a question from the Honourable Member as to whether our financial statements were audited. Yes, indeed, the financial statements were audited, and the Auditor General's opinion was the qualification, based on the qualifications that were presented earlier on. And coming back to the challenges, if I have to just summarize, Chairperson, on governance, obviously the fact that during the year under consideration, Council was not sitting to an extent that the chairperson of the council was requested to resign. Obviously, it was a challenge, but we have still seen improvement in this financial year. The fact that the audit committee did not exist was also a challenge during the year, but an audit committee is has been appointed and it's active. The reporting, that's one challenge that we must still work on to ensure that we report on a quarterly basis and we submit our reports on time. Obviously, issues relating to leadership that my Honorable Chairperson, Metanet K, has presented to us. At least now there is direction. We can see where PACOPS is now going to. And the issues relating to financial management, I must mention that from our perspective as internal auditors, as an audit committee, we believe that whilst there are challenges, but there are no serious financial management crises within PACOPS. PACOPS is relatively financially healthy in that it's not operating on deficit, and there has not been fraudulent activities taking place.